This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you listening have ever heard of a dad or parent saying no when you ask them for their daughter's hand in marriage?
Yeah, that's a tough scene.
585-252-9800. If you have a great story, you can text or call us. And I always thought this was just a common courtesy out of respect. You ask the father or the mom or, you know, someone they're extremely close to if the parents are no longer around. But you can, you know, you ask if you can have this person's hand in marriage. Buddy of mine has a close friend, asked his girlfriend's father if he can have her hand in marriage. He said no, for no other reason than he just didn't like the guy. That was all the info I can get on it. And trust me, I tried digging for more info, but it wasn't, it was just as simple. He said no. I'm like, okay. But I will say this.
So he hates you, essentially.
If I had plans to propose to a girlfriend and I ask her father for her hand in marriage, which I will do, and her father says no, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm still going to marry her. You think I'm going to walk back with my head down and say, babe, dad said no, can't do it.
Then what's the point of asking?
It's just, it's old school. It's more tradition, but it's out of respect.
But if you're going to disrespect him anyways, like, what does it matter?
Well, they don't get the final say. And you think the daughter's going to be okay with that? Like, oh, he said no? Oh, okay, I guess that's off.
Well, I think there's some things that probably need to be addressed of why are they saying no? Like, I'm going to put myself willingly in a situation where I'm going to go into a marriage with somebody whose parents clearly don't like me and clearly don't want me around. We should probably have a conversation about that before I just send it and buy a ring. And be like, so what is the deal? Can we get past this? I don't want to feel uncomfortable at Christmas and Thanksgiving for the rest of my life. Because I actively went against you when I asked you for this one thing. And then you said no. And I was like, well, I'm just going to do it anyways.
Well, if there's for no other reason than they simply just don't like you, then that's their problem. That's how I feel about it. If you've been in a situation like this, we'd love to hear from you. Because there's plenty of reasons, I'm sure, why a father has said no to their offering their daughter's hand in marriage.
Yeah.
A simple no, though, without backing it up? Yeah, it's tough. That would be tough.
Yeah. I mean, I already talked about this, but the show and about the bailing out loud.
Yeah.
She has Tourette's and whatever.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
She has her show on TLC. She just got engaged and the boyfriend, now then fiance, now husband, did everything right, went to the parents both. I want to marry your daughter. And he basically was like, it's her choice. He's like, so do you approve? He's like, it's her choice.
The father said that.
And then the guy was like, well, I really want you involved. He's like, it's your thing. Like, I'm not being involved. Like, just super rude about it.
Yeah,
super standoffish.
Sure.
And so that's not a no, but it's definitely not a yes. It's like, yeah, it's her choice, I guess. Whatever she wants to do.
I know. I remember my father telling me the story. He asked my grandpa for my mom's hand in marriage. And I think my grandpa's response was, well, you're a gentleman and you're a scholar. I accept. It's like, okay. Doesn't get any better than that. Hello, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Carrie.
What up, Care?
Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
What's the tea?
So I find this so interesting what you're talking about today. It was my husband that actually gave his approval for my daughters, for my daughter to marry her boyfriend,
yep.
Asked for her hand in marriage, and I said, absolutely not, no way. But my husband actually consented. So there's a couple of reasons why I didn't feel like he would be the one for her. For one, he doesn't have the capability of providing for my daughter.
So you're basically, your husband gave consent to this. So your daughter's boyfriend asked him, he said yes, and then you said no.
I said absolutely not.
Why is that?
Well, he doesn't seem to have the capability to provide for my daughter. He makes less than $70,000 a year. And I can say that, you know, he's 33 years old, and at that age, my husband was making double. So,
Kerber, it was a very different time, but all right.
I mean, that's still not bad. And considering he's only 33, do you feel like he hit his ceiling? I mean, don't you feel like maybe there's still room for him to grow?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Right.
And so the fact that he makes less than $70,000 a year is why you automatically said no to giving your consent and offering your daughter's hand in marriage to him.
Well, that's only one of the reasons. You know, he, in addition, he doesn't seem all that family oriented, if you ask me. So, look, it's not his fault. I don't blame him for it. Mm-hmm. But he does come from a divorced family, which I don't like that.
No problem.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can't really choose that either. So it sounds like you're being extremely unreasonable.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's his fault. However, if you have a parent that struggles, say, like with alcoholism,
okay,
for instance, the chances are you're going to struggle with alcohol as well. So I'm just going by that. And those type of things really, really makes me feel uneasy. So I feel like as a parent, I want to make sure that my daughter is marrying the right person for her. And it's a proven fact that we're part of our environment. So
yes, I would imagine we're a product of our environment. But at the same time, you still have the ability to change.
You're also like not giving this person a chance.
Well, how long, Carrie, have your daughter and this guy been dating?
Well, they've been dating for over a year now. And like I said, he's a nice guy. He's pretty cool. But he just doesn't fit in at all. Okay. Our family is loud and can be, you know, kind of obnoxious, you know, so to speak.
Sounds fun.
But he doesn't, you know, he's nice.
Well, let me ask you, what if this kid was making $250K a year? How would you feel then?
Well, you know, money talks.
Right. Yeah. Care Bear, listen, queen. I don't think that a lot of people are going to be on your side. Like, I understand not wanting your kid to struggle, but at the same time, like, they're an adult, they're gonna make their own decisions. You can't control or micromanage every path they choose in life, especially at an older age. So
hey, listen, Carrie's
not
long,
sure
if he's treating your daughter good and she's happy, then I honestly, that's all that should matter to you and your husband. Your husband said yes, so it's just because you said no, are you trying to tell me that your daughter's gonna respect your wishes and not marry this guy?
Well, she better. I shot it down pretty quickly, and she know I was very straightforward about how I felt about this, so she had better.
Listen, if your daughter does, if she does turn it down and she does listen to you, it's going to give me and probably everybody listening the ick that she's a 20, 30-year-old woman listening to everything her mommy says. It's weird, and it's inappropriate. Let's
it's
just shoot it straight.
Well, for one thing, she knows that I give her good advice on all levels, and I'm pretty sure she's going to take my advice. That's just that. You'll understand when you have kids.
No, the ultimate crazy. Crutch. The ultimate crutch.
All right. Well, listen, Carrie, thanks for calling in and weighing in on this topic this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Let us know if your daughter goes through with it. We'd love to get an invite to the wedding.
I certainly will.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Carrie. What a sweetie.
Yeah. Jerry. I got some texts here that we need to get to immediately.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead first.
This person says, they're so mean to him for no reason. I would cut them off and not want to be a part of their family. This person says, Carrie, it's not up to you, sis. This person says, does he love her? Does he support her in things that she wants to do? If that's the case, then I'm not sure what the issue is here. And then this person says, I'm a teacher and make way less than 70K per year. What am I supposed to do? Just not marry anyone?
I'm telling you, that's what this is about. He makes less than 70K a year at 33 years of age. And she claims her husband, when she got married to him, makes double. Which brings me to my next text. This woman thinks because she said no that her daughter is just not going to marry her boyfriend. Sounds like she married her husband for money, and now she's expecting her daughter to do the same. Jerry says, I find asking the dad to marry her daughter super old school. I married my wife without asking for permission, but I think that's also because my wife doesn't have the closest relationship with her dad, so I never felt the need to ask. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I think it was honorable of this kid to ask, but I hope he knows it's more of asking for their blessing, not really their permission. Marry her anyways.
Right.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. Well, I stand true. This person says, I have kids and this girl's giving me the ick. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, listen, I think that there comes a point where the cord needs to be cut. And I know that there's some people out there who are 20, 30 years old and are still scared of their parents and what they'll think.
No, of course.
But yeah, at the same time, you gotta live your life, Queen. You gotta do it.
They seek that approval. I have friends in their 40s still doing it. But that's
what will my mom say? You're 50, so I'm not sure. Nor do I care.
But I'll tell you what right now. If he does marry into this family and he loses his job, okay. All hell is gonna break loose. We're gonna take a quick break. PXY Mornings, we'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Well, I truly can't imagine having a rival school and then all of a sudden waking up one day and then being like, so our schools are merging.
Oh,
no more rivalry.
No. Oh, no.
Big changes could be coming for two school districts in Wayne County and are now considering a major merger. So the school boards of Marion and Williamson school districts voted unanimously Tuesday to approve a feasible study to potentially reorganize those school districts. This comes at the hands of potential budget shortfalls, cuts, payroll, healthcare, things of that nature. Obviously, we know costs continue to rise rapidly. And it's hard to manage. It's hard to keep up with. According to Tuesday's presentation, the merger could cut costs, generate additional funding, and help reduce tax levies for voters in both districts. So that's where the win would come in for that. The proposal, has a lot of people with a lot of mixed reviews. Marion struggles as it is, says Marion Town Supervisor Summer Johnson. We have a very dedicated yet small community, and I believe that the merger at this level of size would affect the school district at large. It would put the final nail in the coffin for Marion and the entire community. Merging the two schools, it's a possibility. There's something that needs to be done before that, says an attendee of a grandparent who has a grandchild at Williams Central School District. Another attendee of the meeting says, cut the fat. You can't tell me that this won't help save us all money. I mean, I went to Canandaigua. Our rival was Victor. Those are both very, very, very large school districts. So I don't think this would ever happen, but I can't imagine merging the two because we were such rivals and there was such a community based upon the two schools that it would be hard. I understand Marion's very small. It's a much, much smaller school district than Williamson, but I don't know. It leaves a lot of community members and students being like, wait,
it's debauchery.
What?
It's like asking the Bloods and the Crips to become one. You can't do it. You just can't do it. It's like asking all 17 Greece schools to merge.
And then it's
Arcadia,
like,
Athena,
what
Olympia.
What happened with the school? Like, I don't know. It's just,
I don't like it, you guys. I get it, but I don't like it. Coming up on the show, we're giving you a chance to go see The Killers live in concert at CMAC on August 2nd. And we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to play Finish the Lyrics. We're going to play you a song by The Killers and then stop the music. If you can finish the lyrics correctly, Breezy and I are hooking you up with these tickets. Just how big of a fan are you? We're about to find out. Good luck. It's next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, we are giving you a chance to go see The Killers live in concert at CMAC August 2nd. And we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Why, Breeze?
Because we're giving away tickets to go see The Killers live at CMAC August 2nd, which is going to be so much fun.
For Finish the Lyrics, Breezy and I are going to play a song by The Killers. We're going to stop the music. If you can finish the lyrics correctly, you're going to the show.
It's as easy as that. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. So if you're really a fan and you really want to see them, you should have no problem finishing these lyrics whatsoever.
That's so right. Hi, good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nora.
Nora, where are we calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Hornell.
Oh, big Hornell energy. You are caller number 8.
Nora, are you our friend Nora who's a welder as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Nora the welder. We love that. All right. Are you a big Killers fan, Nora?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, The Killers, CMAC, August 2nd. I'm going to play you two songs. The first one coming up, see if you can finish the lyrics correctly. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girl.
I've got potential.
That's one on the board. Nice job. Let's go to song number 2. If you get this, Nora, you got yourself the tickets. Let's do it.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman, like you imagine when you
were young.
You got it! Nice job, Nora.
All right, I have a bonus question for you.
Okay.
Can you name the Killers song that is very popular within the Buffalo Bills, Bills Mafia fan base?
Brightside?
Woo!
Oh. Is that it? I didn't even know that. It is
what?
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside?
You know what?
Yes, of course.
We did sing that at the game.
Oh, yeah.
During the playoffs.
It's the song, the official song of the Buffalo Bills, Bills Mafia.
Nora, who are you bringing to the show with you?
I think I'm going to bring my mom.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Is she a big Killers fan, too?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Listen to it my whole childhood.
Oh, my God. Right. Wow. That's intense.
Tell your mom to throw on her G-string and throw some Jenny lights back because you guys are going to have the time of your life August 2nd at CMAC. Hey, Nora, what's the only station in the city hooking you up with tickets to go see The Killers?
98 PXY.
98 PXY traffic.